Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
No, we're going to try again.
Why? Okay, why?
So if I go, ladies and gentlemen, then you would go.
This is. The.
Okay. So we're getting close. Just repeat, ladies and gentlemen. So ladies, if I go, ladies and gentlemen, and then you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is a Jazzy Fizzle product shizzle. Mr.
The princess is here.
Sierra, this beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky fresh. Work my body so melodic. This beat falls like through my chest. Everybody, my and Poppy came to party. Grab somebody, work your body, work your body. Let me see you one, two step.
Ride it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Get your body now. We can get eat. Everybody, one, two step.
One, two step. I love it when you one, two step. Everybody, one, two step. We about to get it on. Hello, everybody. Hello.
You know, it's quite sad. The fact that Rihanna said, keep dreaming about that stage. You think you keep dreaming about that stage. And guess what? We don't see her on the stage no more.
Yeah, no, everyone's still dreaming of those stages. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time you're listening. You are listening to another episode of The Loud Round Gaze. I'm your host, Dan James. I'm back again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but Nick Charles here. I could see in the corner of my eye, and I could see in Daniel's room. Daniel has a spray bottle of lubricant, honey. She is mobile and she is ready for the menses. Miss Lady have a spray bottle of lubricant, people.
Now, you want, and I want that to be a spray bottle of lubricant.
Can you imagine, okay? Is that a thing now, spray bottle lubricant?
I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up and then I'm going to show you what it actually is. Okay. Because you saw it and you thought lubricant. Fun. Okay. Not what we're getting. Absolutely not what we're getting.
What is this?
Okay, so I'm just putting it up to the camera so you can see.
Oh, it's bed bug spray. Oh, not the bed bug spray.
So, here, let me tell you a thing. So, about a month or so ago.
You've been sleeping with French men, haven't you?
I was. I was sat here doing some work. And I'd noticed I'd had a few bites or whatever. And I was like, sat here doing some work. And then I just looked over. And then, Nick, you know, on my wall, because I'm me, I have a Beyonce painting.
Yeah.
And then just underneath the Beyonce painting, I just saw this little thing. And I was like, what? What is that? So I just went over to see it. In the broad daylight, by the way, I had a look at it. And I was like, it looks like a weird ladybird with like a flat back that's got ridges on it. Ooh. And I was like, I've been getting bites while I've been sleeping. And then... thingy. So I was like, okay, let me have a look. Let me call up somebody. And they were like, okay, describe the bug to me. So I did. And she was like, honey, you got bed bugs. And I was like, oh. I'm glad that the bites are explained and I'm not having a weird allergic reaction or anything, but I'm so upset. And so immediately I was like, right, what do we need to do? She's like, okay, book us in. We can get there tomorrow. We'll come gas the place. I was like, bet, booked in. What do I need to do with all this stuff? She's like, right, strip down your bedding. Throw all your bedding in a boil wash. And then she was like, the bed frame, is it yours? And I was like, no, it's the landlord's. And then she was like, okay, because you know what the easiest thing to do is? Just throw the whole bed frame away. Just get it. And I was like, you ain't gonna tell me twice. Called up my landlord and was like, Miss Girl, Miss Thing, Miss Lady, let me tell you something. We got bugs and this bed needs to go. And he was like, yep, get rid. We'll get yourself a new bed. I was like, thank God. Okay, cool. So I throw the bed out immediately. They come the next day. They're gassing the place. I'm like, I leave them to it. I'm like, kill the fuckers dead. I don't want them. But then afterwards, they're like, okay, what you need to do is like, we'll give you this spray. And then if like in a few weeks, just do a top up with the spray thing. Because you like at home sprays don't really kill them. But it was like, it's just a good like guarantee that they'll be got.
Kind of like keep them at bay kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I did that earlier and I forgot to put the spray away. So Oh. That's what happened.
Well, have you seen that the bed bugs took over Paris Fashion Week? So I was just wondering if you slept with a French man, because that will be the only reason why the bed bugs end up in your house. Because you're a clean woman of God, honey.
I am.
So what the girls are going to think is that Dan slept with a French man.
And allow them to think that.
Give the girls what they want.
If they want to think that I've been hoeing about, having man after man in this room, then they go for it.
Auntie Sebastian's going to be like, that is a French man. She's up with a French man.
But I will tell you one thing. I will tell you a very fun thing. So I currently don't have a bed. Okay. I've got one delivered. We just went for the delivery.
Where are you sleeping?
On the mattress on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Well, let me tell you, when I've had a gentleman caller come over and I promise you, the month that I have just had the mattress on the floor, it must have changed me, because you know I weren't bringing nobody back to this room for ages. Just nothing happened in this room. Give me a mattress on the floor. Oh, I've lost my mind.
Oh, she is. It's because you don't have to worry about the squeaky, icky noises. That's what it is.
And it's giving, like, you know when you see those things, and like when you walk into a man's room and got a mattress on the floor and a PS4 in a corner with a TV, and you're like, you are going to get your back broken. As I like to promise the girls a little back breaking. I'm not going to deliver. Mm-mm. If anything, we're going to have a nice cuddle and we're going to watch something from Studio Ghibli.
Oh, wow.
That's all that's going to happen here.
Oh, wow. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Right. We need to get. I just want to just drop
start something. Your sentence. You want to start your sentence?
No. I just want to think about something. I was watching old clip of Wendy Williams the other day, and I realized how much of a mirror episode we are to her. We really
absolutely
are.
Not. We're not.
All right. Apart from how Hot Topics are.
Oh, let me tell you how wrong you are.
Version of her.
No, absolutely not. No. Mary is an icon. Mary is a star. Mary? Wendy is an icon.
Wendy, who the fuck is Mary? Mary had a little lamb on the show? What the fuck is this? Mama. Mary.
Wendy is an icon. Wendy is a star.
And we're not?
Absolutely not. No. Wendy had an audience of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of women in their 40s who wanted to get up and do everybody else's business. Okay. We are largely listened to gay men. Okay. Very different audience. And I know the gay men did ride with Wendy like that, but not like how those mums were doing. Okay. Because I know Wendy recorded early in the morning. That was a morning show in New York, and that audience was packed constantly. Packed out. No, we are not Wendy Williams.
I don't know. I was looking at her and I was like, oh my god, we are so much like the show.
No, I think what you want is you want to be Wendy Williams.
Well, I mean oh, she passed away. Oh. You're meant to finish it off for me.
I don't know what you're even trying to do.
It's a clip where she does, oh, she passed away, and she goes, oh. Anyway, so it's really funny. I miss her. I miss the
country. And this is why we're not currently Wendy, because you spend too long quoting and not enough time being quotable.
I miss the
country. You want to be Wendy by being Wendy.
No,
I'm here to tell you right now that you are Nick Charles, and you need to be Nick Charles. Listen. And if you really want to get up in the gig, if you really want to get up there in the world, you got to stop quoting and start being quotable.
Listen, the woman is very cantankerous, and I love that for me. I love that for her. And I miss Wendy.
I miss Wendy too.
I miss Wendy. But you know what I want to get into right now? What is my hot topic today? I'm going to tell you what my hot topic is.
No, so, you're going to get us sued.
Strap in. No. Strap in.
At least use the name of the segment we came up with to not get sued by Wendy Williams, even though it is a direct ripoff of Hot Topic.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, Wendy Williams. Don't come for us.
No.
Just because y'all ain't doing the show anymore. We're allowed to do it.
And she needs the money. I just want to say my part real quick. Everything I have learned about Jada Pinkett Smith has been forced on me, and I am sick of it.
She really do love to talk.
I am sick. Girl, shut your mouth. Red table, fuck off. I don't care. We're sick of it.
Well, let me tell you a little something about Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, so the reason why it feels like Jada Pinkett is constantly talking is because she's written a book.
Oh.
And what people are doing, you remember when Prince Harry Styles wrote that book?
Yes.
And for like 2 months, it felt like we were just finding out new things about him every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not because she's constantly doing interviews and is all over the place. It's that she's written a book and they are taking moments from the book and just like writing stories about it. So every day we're getting Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have been broken up for 7 years. Mm. Jada Pinkett Smith thinks Tupac is her soulmate. Jada Pinkett Smith once rubbed a kiwi on her vagina. Jada Pinkett Smith, all of this stuff. And we're like, okay, yeah, girl, we get it. It's kind of not her fault.
I know it's kind of not her fault, but at the same time, it's like, girl, everything I have learned from you has been forced on me a little bit here. And she's like, oh, well, you know. And it's like, woman, so you, what was the most interesting part? The fact that you made this man slap your then husband. And he wasn't even married? What's the real tea with this? What is this? What mess is this?
I didn't get that either.
I didn't get that either. So, you let this man walk up to your then husband or ex-fiance, whatever he is. You made this man slap you. And then, but then wasn't she sleeping with that guy with the one eye? Fetty Wap? No. She's sleeping with that other rapper. She was sleeping with that other rapper. What was his name? August Alsina. Not August Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
What the hell happened to Fetty Wap?
Fetty wet ass pussy.
Where's he gone though? What's he doing?
I do not know.
He's either dead or in prison, isn't he?
I don't know. I feel like there was a time when the black rap boys used to run the, and I admit it, they're just not doing nothing.
Well, you know, they're men in music, so.
Yeah,
Fetty Wap is in prison.
For what?
Oh my god.
What?
Fetty Wap is in prison for trafficking 100 kilograms of cocaine, heroin, fentanyl and crack cocaine across Long Island, New Jersey.
Wow.
His conspiracy to distribute and possess controlled substances. So he's got 6 years in prison in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, surely you must have been making some money for the music. You pay somebody else to move the stuff.
Wow. Girl, how these men don't know about how to run the drugs route? Not like I know.
I don't know how it gets anywhere.
But I'm just saying common sense, honey. Get somebody.
I had this thought once when I was in Leamington Spa, right? Have you ever been to Leamington Spa?
Girl, I have touched and walked past Leamington Spa on a train.
That's it. You haven't stopped in? Okay, well, let me tell you what you're missing in Leamington Spa. Nothing. The girls are there.
The station looks like someone's fucking garden in the backyard.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that's happening. Which was my question. I was like walking through Leamington Spa and I was talking to my boss. And I was like, how do they get the drugs into Leamington Spa? Like, who is the guy who's responsible, not for selling the drugs around Leamington Spa, but from connecting to, like, I'm assuming a bigger dealer in one of the cities, to then bring the drugs into Leamington Spa? Then other people to sell around Leamington Spa, like where's the network?
From what I've seen online, the people that live in the Leamington Spa are quite upmarket. So if the upmarket girls are selling the crack cocaine,
well, you know the upmarket girls love a bit of snuff, no?
Oh, but they do. We've seen it in Parliament.
We've seen it at weddings.
We've seen it.
I'll tell you this. Okay. If you just turned 18, if you're a new adult, welcome to the show. I don't know why you're listening, but hi.
Hi.
One thing you need to understand as you become an adult, because it took me a lot longer to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people that you think don't do drugs are doing drugs.
Correct.
So many people that you will encounter in your life that other people that you will walk past in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Will be doing some drugs. Mm-hmm. People's parents, your people you went to school with, and they had respectable parents who had good jobs. Mm-hmm. I promise you, they went to dinner parties and they would pass around a plate.
Mm. a hot plate as well.
Yeah, so you, like, don't be scared.
It's funny you should say that, right? Is it the other day I was in a, well, we wanted to pick it up. I was in a little fancy restaurant in Manchester, and I was like, one of the girls' mom was like standing up waiting for the loo, and she was like, "Oh my god, why?" She's like, "I can't believe everyone wants to have a pee at the same time in this restaurant." And I'm just like, "Bless your little heart, honey. Bless your heart, Joanne. If you'd say that all those skinny girls are standing in a line for a wee."
Yeah. this so really cute. Reminds me, honestly, this actually really reminds me of when I was a little baby girl. And I just didn't know, like, earlier back in the day that, like, people just did the drugs. So I remember being in a bar and being like, there's a really long queue for the cubicles.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to this random guy and I was like, why is everyone queue? Why is this taking so long? Thingy. And I was like, oh, the urinal. I'm just going to use the urinal because I just need to pee. And then I was like, is everyone just having sex? Is that what we're doing?
I think we all did thought that as well.
And this was back in the day, because this was at her upstairs.
Oh.
And her, you remember her upstairs in Camden? That shut down years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I did it. I was thinking, it's taking so long, do whatever. And then it hit me. And then I saw the person and I went up to him later and I was like, hey. And he was like, oh, you're the funny one from the toilet. And I was like, hi, yeah. And I was like, I just want you to know that I worked it out and that everyone was taking drugs. And he was just gave me a look and he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, I just want you to know that I got there eventually. Okay.
Honestly, it's
true. I am not that dumb.
I used to be so, like, flabbergasted, like, why everyone taking so long to use the fucking bathroom? And I was like, as I get older, I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck is going on here? And also,
restaurants, school events, like, pub quizzes.
Oh, pub quizzes is worse for it. The pub quiz is the worst for it.
And also, you think, honestly, if you, people always have said, like, oh, the gay community has a drug problem. And that's probably true, okay?
Yeah, probably.
But the straights,
oof,
when they're together,
oof,
one beer they will have before somebody's been like,
a non-alcoholic beer at least.
As long as that glass has just like a dreg or something left in it, someone's going to be asking about where they get the bag.
Yeah.
It can be Tuesday after work. So it's ain't even 5:30 yet.
Let's not talk about the girls at brunch.
The girls at brunch.
With those little purses? Girl, that purse have a key. And a baggie.
You think coming home all geared up and ready to go because they've been having mimosas?
Yeah, girl.
It's not salt on the rim of their margarita.
Mm-mm.
Can we just all, let's all just grow up a little bit, shall we?
And let me tell you something that's interesting. You know, like how you see memes floating around with like, oh, the girlfriend's coming back home after she'd been on the brunch. Baby, she's coming back home to ride you senseless.
Yeah, because she's got 15 hours worth of energy in her body and she needs to burn it off.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I think you could take groups of straight girls into the gym and just let them loose on treadmills after brunch. Oof. The worst thing they're going to do is throw up, but they're going to burn some fucking calories.
Yeah, correct. You know what I miss? I really, really miss that while we're on the topic of like Her Upstairs. I think one of my first drag shows in the UK was Her Upstairs. One of my first.
I think it was my first in-person one.
Back in the day. There and downstairs. Remember Shadow Lounge back in the day?
What was Shadow Lounge?
Shadow Lounge was between when you come out of Village, the middle, that bar in between, and then you had Prowler.
I don't think I've ever went to Shadow Lounge.
Shadow Lounge was like the thing back in the day. And then as well, there was a bar opposite Prowler that used to have like drag queens. I can't remember where it was. Was it Escape? No, I can't remember. Anyway, there's so much bar that's gone now from the city centre in from Soho.
Yeah, but you know, we'll always have GAY.
I mean, I'm shocked they haven't been shut down since the ice problem. Those dirty ice names.
Jeremy's going to keep that place open so long as the 18-year-olds keep turning up.
Do you know what's interesting? I don't think I've been at GAY in a very long time, you know.
Me neither.
Me neither.
That is interesting. We are also very old.
Yeah, I mean, well, he doesn't own the one in Manchester anymore.
Who owns the one in Manchester?
Some other company.
Is it me?
I don't know.
No, I own it.
It's not owned by Thing, but they do have bingo and stuff now, like live bingo.
Do they still play that playlist?
No, they have live DJs now, darling.
Do the DJs still play that playlist? Am I going to still hear Jess Glynn?
You are still going to hear Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. You are still going to hear the same playlist.
Okay, so here's the agreement that I think we should make between each other and also the listeners, okay? Because you know I'm coming up for your birthday.
Yes.
I think we should agree, because obviously we're going to the techno thing that you want to go to.
House music!
The house thing that you want to go to. You know, that I'm going to have a great time at. Mm-hmm. I think we should agree that the night before, we do a little reminiscing night and we go for a little night in GAY Manchester.
I think that is a very good idea. But, we have to go on the top floor and find a straight girl in the smoking area, because that's like a thing.
We don't even need to say that that's going to happen. We know that's going to happen.
I love the smoking area in GAY Manchester. It's upstairs, have a little mood lighting. It's very wet. But it's where the girl... I've seen a lesbian being fingered in that corner once, you know.
Okay. Was like, she having fun?
Let me tell you, she was full on three fingers in there, deep in that pie. And I just stood there drinking my rum and coke like... Girl, it's a Sunday afternoon. This is the Sunday of Pride. The Sunday of Pride.
The Sunday of Pride, though, is a dark time. Because on Manchester, that's day three.
That's day three.
The colours have started blending together. You don't know. Baby. You don't know what direction you're
in. I am pretty sure that same girl came and asked one of my mates if she literally had, like, a pound for like the sanitarium, no, in the bathroom, or to have like the lucky women and men. I think she literally asked for a pound to buy a sanitary pad 20 minutes after she got fingered.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my that was my Manchester Pride on a Tuesday. You have anything to tell me, girl? Anything fun?
I do. Let me tell you something. This is the first time I've been on the show and I've been able to talk about my new passion, which is the ITV reboot of Big Brother. Have you been watching?
Oh, my God. No, I've not been watching.
Oh, Nick.
I watched the launch and then I got bored.
Okay, Nick. Well, let me tell you, you need to get back to watching. You need to catch up, because this show... Okay, so I don't know if listeners remember, but the original Big Brother was... In the first two seasons, I remember watching it, and it was kind of finding its feet. It didn't really know what it wanted to be yet. But by season three, up to about season eight, you couldn't get better TV. Mm-hmm. You could not get better TV. There was conflict. There was drama. There was romance. There was challenges. There was people. You know what I think I really enjoy about Big Brother is that the stakes are so low.
Mm-hmm.
There's no massive... like end of the world thing that we all have to deal with. And it's different from Love Island, is that people don't need to pretend that they like each other.
No.
Because you know, in Love Island, they kind of be pretending.
Yeah, of course they are.
And you're a little bit like, every season's exactly the same. It's just the same people. And we go through the same ups and downs constantly. Not with Big Brother, because it depends on the personalities that you put in there and what they're going to do and how they're going to interact. And it's so good. It's so good, because you've got a group of people who ordinarily would just never know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They have to confront the like prejudices and like expectations going in. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Let me tell you the worst part about Big Brother. It's this bitch called Kerry.
Oh God, I know about her.
Now, I know about Kerry. Kerry. Big Brother set us up on this one, because on the opening night, they told us who Kerry was, and I was like, she was like, so she's got MS. She's currently disabled. She worked in the NHS. She loves her family and everything. And
she was a mega fan of Big Brother. So she watched the show.
Yeah. But she was like, she was an older woman, which usually I was like, okay, I see the vision. Mm-hmm. I see the vision for you, Kerry. You could potentially be iconic.
Mm-hmm.
She went in there, and by the next episode, I was looking. And if y'all don't believe me, if you think I'm just saying this now, you can go look at my WhatsApp messages to Troy, because obviously we're both watching. He will show you exactly when I was like, I don't know about this, Kerry. I don't know about this, Kerry. There was a moment when Hallie came out to everybody as trans, and they cut to Kerry sighing, just like, oh. And I was like, Now, she seems to like Hallie as a person, so I don't think she's actually transphobic in, like, the way that people think you'd be aggressively transphobic. Mm-hmm. I think she just has that kind of current of, like, older, miserable British people.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, let me tell you, this woman has spent a week and a half moaning about everything, and it's gotten worse. And now she started just randomly screaming and shouting about things and stressing. So yesterday they had a challenge, okay, where they had to just stand in the rain. Uncomfortable, irritating, not something I would like to do, but they had to stand in the rain. This woman, the dramatics, just constantly crying, screaming, did-da. And then all of them managed to do it. And then we're like, okay, well, two of you get to go be VIPs in the room. Tell me why Kerry's one of the VIPs.
Oh, no, not her.
I'll tell you why she's one of the...
Did it really give it to her? Why? Is it because they feel sorry for her because she's old?
It's because the VIPs sleep in a different room and nobody wanted her to sleep outside with them.
Oh.
Everyone was like, just get rid of her, put her in there, it's fine. This woman, she was up for eviction last week and she was saved because ultimately this country is racist and awful.
Of course.
And she was up against Farida, who was actually also kind of annoying, but she was a different kind of annoying than Kerry. Because Farida was in your face with it. This is who I am as a person. I'm irritating. You just deal with it. Kerry was pretending like she's good and nice and great, and she's not. She's not. She's nothing like that. She's nothing of the sort. She thinks she's trying to create moments. Like, she's going to be a Nikki Graham. Like, everything she wants to be is like, who is she? Who is she? And I'm like, just shut up. Just please shut up. So hopefully she's gone soon. I want to say shout out to Yinran.
That's Yinran. My winner. I love her.
That's the world's winner.
I've been watching clips of her online floating around from since the start when she entered and she did that go to the wall. And when she was talking to herself, I'm okay. And that is me. I feel that.
She totally got it. And she went through a thing of like, oh, I feel a bit lonely. And then the other day she was like, I don't really feel lonely anymore because I've met so many nice people and you already new friends. I'm like, yes, Yinran.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yinran. Okay. She my winner. Shout out to Trish. Trish is Yinran's bestie. Yeah. Trish can see people for who they are. Trish had Kerry clocked yesterday.
Yeah. I've seen clips floating around.
Trish, if she can't stand somebody, she cannot hide that she does not like them. And so it's just so funny to watch her when she has to try and be nice to people. And she's just like, Yeah. Okay. So shout out to Trish. Shout out to Yinran. The rest of them are like Zach.
Oh, God. Of course. Now, not the ASOS model.
It started off as me just looking at him being like, yeah, you fine. Now, after hearing him speak, after hearing him comforting people when they're upset, when he cried about his mum and like wanting to do everything for her, I think at one point I stood up in my living room and I said, that man deserves his dick to be sucked. And you know I don't feel that about any man. you know my thoughts on men.
Zach, if you're listening, Dan is available on Thursdays for you. He's available on Thursdays at every other Thursday for you. Dan, Zach is available.
I'm available Wednesday to Monday, but not Tuesdays because then I got to record with Nick.
So Thursdays.
You just tell me when you're on your way and I will be there.
With the open chest and an open mouth and open legs. I don't know. I feel like I know it's going to kick off from. I saw a preview today where it's going to kick off with Zach and Trish in the kitchen earlier. I saw that kicking off. Watch the show. I'm hoping it does kick off. So I'll clock back in. But I don't know. I wasn't feeling it after the whole thing. I don't know why. Maybe because I will say who for me is my winner AJ. That girl is clocking looks, honey.
She do look cute.
Oh, she does look cute. But maybe next year, Dan. Maybe next year we could be on Big Brother. Should we do it?
No.
Do you think we'd be lovable?
Let's wrap up the show first.
Do you think we'd be lovable?
I know I would be.
Anyway, you can find me and Dan every single week right here on the Loud Brown Gays podcast, available on Spotify, every listening podcast, Apple Music. You can find me, it's Nick Charles on Instagram and X and Threads. You can find Dan Jim LDN on Threads and Instagram as well. If you want to drop us a line, it's loudbrowngays@gmail.com. We'll see you next week for another episode of the LBG. Bye. I think if I did go on the show, I'd be quite fun.
I think you'd be quite fun, but also quite sleepy. You become a bit like a bear.
I know. But also, I feel like I wouldn't be the first one out, though. I'll have some moment on there that'll be remindable. People be like, I remember him. It wouldn't be
they'd be like, that's the guy who said remindable.
Remindable. Yes, honey. Remindable.
Remindable.
Let's get out of here.